black.
Because the size mug is about 16 to 18 ounces.
Yeah.
You know?
And then so I filled that up again when I'm at work from the coffee pot at work.
Okay.
Also, so that's technically, like, with a dash of cream and sugar, like, let's say an ounce or two.
What a boring thing to go in on the podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Bonjour.
Welcome to, what, Kula just gave me the finger. That's funny to me. This is, I believe, week 12 of the Octavarius podcast. I'm glad to be back again. I should only be out for 2 more weeks, so hang in there, America.
Hang on, Tins will be back, like, right now.
So, let's just go around the room, starting over here.
Keith is here.
Tins is here.
LP is here.
Costello is here.
Mark is here.
Scott is here.
Brian's here.
Nick's here.
And Chris is here, too.
Great. Well, who has our mailbag?
I think Castelby does.
Oh, Castelby, do you have the mail bag?
Do you have the bag of mail?
Yeah, I think I have the mail. It's there right it here. That's it. Okay. It is, if I believe, from Robert Hughes of Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Bolingbrook? Oh, we have a fan in Bolingbrook?
I used to live there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really, Keith?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cool.
Huh. And he says, hey, what's the deal with all the boners?
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
To be fair, we do have a lot of boner material.
I think he's referring to our boner material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially just earlier today, we launched our Make Boner the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Day campaign. Because just as Robert is asking, there's so much boner going on.
Yeah.
We want to know
so
where it started.
It seems like Robert has a lot of foresight.
I think with Octavarius, the boners have always been like the elephant in the room.
Really?
Everyone associates us with boners.
Because they're huge.
It's a big part of who we are, but no one ever really takes the time to ask, why do you grown men...
Why do you think boner's so funny?
Yeah, why is boner so damn funny?
I also love that Lauren is not here for the boner podcast.
Thank goodness.
No ladies allowed.
No
right?
Ladies. No Lauren.
Well, I think I could clear up. I think I may be one of the proponents who says boner the actual most.
Yeah, you say it quite a bit.
You do say boner probably the most out of all of us.
And you may not think that about me. You may look at me and be like, oh, that's a nice guy. He probably doesn't say boner all the time.
He's not some
asshole.
He's not one of them boner sayers.
But I am a one who believes that a boner is the perfect word for almost every situation, such as, ah, boom, boners, yes.
What?
Just as
that
much,
was your example?
That's yes.
Yeah, it's
hurrah,
an exclamation.
Hurrah for boners.
I can say in living with him, he does say boners as a positive exclamatory.
But then I will also say, ah, boners, I'm out of milk.
Yeah, I usually say boners as like a negative.
So
I think it's everything.
It's like fucking A. Fucking A used to be fucking awesome. And people are like, oh, fucking A, I got a raise. But then people started saying, fucking A, I lost my job.
Yeah.
Which I never got, but I guess it's just
why
like,
is
like,
A the
ass?
Abbreviated word is awesome? It's like out of fucking and awesome, we abbreviate awesome.
I guess it could be awful too.
Well, I say awesome all the time. I just don't want to bore people with another awesome.
I just know that I tour around and I'm in front of people that don't know me all the time, and I have to restrict myself from exclaiming boners in either
I don't
joy
think it's
or
that
sadness.
Offensive of a word that you have to censor.
No, but
yourself.
It's weird. Is the thing? It's not the
it's
socially accepted norm, and I have to watch out for that too, because now I've realized, especially the past couple of weeks, like if I'm walking to IO or something, and I miss the red light miss the green light rather by like a second and a half, I will verbally just say boners. And if I'm around the wrong people, I assume I'm going to get some weird looks.
So, but Tins, you also are the same man that will enter the apartment and say,
Hey, you boners.
Yeah.
You say cool boners quite a bit, too. You say cool boners, cool boners all the time.
Yeah.
I
do say cool boners
a lot. Which, like, I hate the expression cool beans.
That's
so what I don't
it's
know what,
lightly
yeah.
adapted
You hate
from.
Cool beans? What's wrong with cool beans?
I don't know what
no,
it,
cool
I don't
beans
get
is
it.
Stupid.
I don't
I
like
say
when
cool
people
beans.
Say
fuck
cool
you.
Beans.
I've never heard you say cool beans.
But they say yeah, Brian, like Brian, cool beans. Brian. I say cool beans all the time.
No, you don't.
You say, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
This is about it. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't have, like, a catchphrase.
No,
like,
you
hey,
do.
Guys.
You do. It's, hey, guys.
Hey,
it's
guys.
Certainly not
it's
cool
really,
beans.
Hey, guys.
It's definitely
I feel like Brian hey, deserves a better catchphrase than, hey, guys.
It's, hey, it's me, B-Wo.
What's going on, everyone?
What's going on?
SBO's catchphrase.
So other than, you know, we're learning about new uses of the word boner here with present company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two definitions I'm familiar with is boner as, you know, obviously, erection. I think that's the most obvious one.
And clearly the funniest.
Oh, sure, sure. And yeah. then also, like, you know, like a blunder, a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any other official definitions
There's,
of boner?
Well, I think it was from the blunder or mistake noun definition. There's also, like, boner as in one who makes those blunders or mistakes.
Yeah. Yes, Tom
so,
is a boner
yeah.
for putting the fish in the sandbox.
So I can
it's
say
like blockhead.
Wait,
instead of calling him a blockhead,
no,
call
he's
him
a
boner.
Block, yes.
Or, yeah, like blockhead, fuck up, whatever. Boner.
Yeah,
boner.
You fucking boner.
Or dummy. You could say boner instead of dummy.
Or you dumb boner.
Yeah.
What are you dummy
big
boner?
Old dummy with a boner.
Now, if you're going to be talking about, you know, using this word in other terminology, where would tromboner come in?
Oh,
I've
tromboner.
Heard that thrown around when I was growing up.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to say in band, especially about a trombone player, one who trombones. But often it would be we refer to the trombone players who are sort of, I guess, potheads or like weirdos would especially embrace the name of tromboner. They'd be like, "Yeah, I'm a tromboner." Chris, do you have any? You were in band. You may know.
Yeah, I. You
Chris,
know,
you were in band.
Yeah, I was in band for a long time.
I played
alto sax.
Sax too.
I played alto.
You
and
both played
sax.
The sax.
How long did you play though, Nick?
2 years,
but then
oh, okay.
the last
that's
month
that,
my saxophone was broken, so
yeah.
I just kind of sat.
Could
in
you
band.
Still play saxophone if
yeah,
I gave
you
one?
You
yeah.
Play
saxophone. See, yeah, I still can't. I played for 8 years.
Really? I never knew that about you. You can play saxophone still.
I can do it. If
I mean,
you give
not
me
like not like proficiently, but you could at least
I
play
mean,
like
I'll
hot
need,
cross buns.
I'll need a new reed.
Between everyone here, we have the shittiest band ever.
Makula, next time, next time Keith and I record a song that requires sax and we really don't give a shit. Could you do our sax part?
With honor.
Now,
Amy has a saxophone. She could give you one.
I've been trying to get her to bring it for years.
You
I just keep forgetting to remind her.
You are slowly being forced
into this role,
McCool.
Chris,
what do you feel
honor.
About trombone boners?
Yes. To answer Keith's question from earlier, when I was in band, when I first started, I was in fourth grade, so everyone would laugh about the word tromboner. I had no idea what a boner was. It took me a while to learn, because when you're a little kid, it's one of those words that people say that is funny, but just hearing the word boner, you don't necessarily know that it's about your dick.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody would laugh about it. Or there was the joke
dick.
On the yeah, there was the joke on The Simpsons, tromboner. I had no idea what boner meant. And when I asked everyone, it was one of those situations where they go, oh, you don't know what a boner is? I'm totally not gonna. I'm not gonna tell you that.
What a boner!
Yeah,
I hated that when they'd be like, "You don't know what it is." Well, I'm not gonna tell you if you don't already know.
Yeah,
they're like, "When would you ever learn?"
Well, it's clearly they don't know.
Yeah, that was one of. Did you guys have that experience? Was that? Did you not know what it was for a long time? Before
I definitely
what, the
did
word
not
boner?
Know.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was for. I mean,
I had
I
other
remember.
Things. I had like the middle finger. Someone
I've
middle finger.
Still.
The
yeah.
number 69.
I never.
Oh,
got
I did
that.
Not. 69 took
I think,
a while.
I think that I.
Was,
I had a huge problem with the middle. Well, I think the original thing I heard with the middle finger is it's like giving somebody the middle finger is like every swear in the dictionary.
That's what I also
I
in
heard.
First grade.
That's what heard.
In first
but
grade,
then,
that's what I was told.
I heard other variations. Like if you, I can't possibly portray this to the listening audience, but like if you, like you do that, here is the church, here is the steeple, open the doors
and
see all
you.
The people.
Yeah, I know all
when
the
you
people.
When you see all
yeah.
the people, You're using every swear in the dictionary.
Get the fuck out! Who told you that?
Three times. I don't know, some guy that I believe.
Did you hear that? Like on the? Did you hear that on like the school bus or what's the deal?
No, yeah, I think it was just a school kid like playing out when it was blacktop day instead of playground day. You can't play on the monkey bar, so you listen to lies.
It's funny that you bring up the here's the church, here's the steeple, because when I went to a Catholic school from kindergarten through eighth grade, and my fifth grade teacher. It was when the class was starting to learn the word fuck and, you know, what that meant and everything.
Not from her.
When you were reaching that age, I learned about dinosaurs.
Open your books to the fuck chapter.
You were reaching that age where, you know, some kid comes to school and saw a movie and goes, hey, fuck, and everyone's like, what is that? I think if I remember this correctly,
what's that noise come out of his mouth?
Is that a word? Is that a meaning? Like onomatopoeia?
Our teacher told us that fuck meant sexual intercourse, so then we went around just saying, hey, sexual intercourse, you, for hours on end.
That's hilarious. You had a ballsy teacher. Be like, no, you're going to hear the word fuck a lot. It was
fuck class.
Fuck class. What suburb did you come from?
What she was trying to tell us about the middle finger is, you know, here's a church, here's a steeple, open doors, see all the people. And you see that tall guy standing in the church in the middle? He never likes to stand on his own. And we all understood that that meant giving the finger. So every time the teacher would turn around, we'd all raise our hands and give the teacher the finger behind her back.
Jesus can see shit like that. Dude.
Jesus can. Miss Holden, I apologize.
Jesus hates when you get a boner in church too.
Have you ever gotten a boner?
Boner in church is the worst.
I have a terrible, terrible story.
Church boners?
Yes. For some reason, my church had an early service, which my parents, because they're old and go to sleep at 7 o'clock at night, and they have for the last 20 years, decided, yeah, it'd be way better to go to church at 8 in the morning. That's a way better time to go. So I would wake up, and because of that, it wasn't really a normal service. So what it was is, like, it was more hodgepodge. It was like a guy played guitar, there wasn't an organist, there wasn't a choir. It was just preacher and very simple songs. Because of that, there also weren't ushers. So often, there were like 20 people there. I was one of the people who would sort of be understood as a volunteer usher because I was young and everyone else was ancient.
Well, I'm laughing at where this story's about to go.
So it came to be offering time, and for whatever reason, it was age where you just get random boners. You're not trying to, but suddenly, I have a boner now. This is inconvenient. I'm in church.
Fiddly D.
So what happens is they're sort of like, all right, it's time for offering, and everyone sort of looks at me, and I'm just like,
God, man.
I just pretend like I don't that I shouldn't be expected to be do offering. So I'm like, and they're like, Keith, would you mind helping us? I'm like, sure. Oh. So I have to sort of like amble like the Hunchback of Notre Dame with and my hands in pockets thrust forward to look like I'm just shuffling in my pockets.
Hey,
just every strategy. That's what you do. Every strategy. The burst out the pockets a little, the bend over, the sort of, oh, I'm looking for something on the floor, hoping that my boner will recede in only 5 seconds.
Yeah. Did you do the, like, where you tuck it under the belt, too, or whatever?
There's no time at that point.
There wasn't any Texas tuck.
There's nothing I could do, and it was
LP
the one...
LP is a resident Texan?
It was the one time that this family that had, like, three daughters decided they would go to early church.
Wait, daughters or just daughters? They're daughters.
They're hot daughters. Okay. And at least the ones that were like my age were you
wearing your trademark Keith khakis?
Yeah,
that are easily.
I actually used to be jeans a long time.
Because I find that jeans hide your boner better than khakis do.
They certainly do.
But I think they might have been just Sunday pants. They might have been plain old khakis that are thin as.
Oh, that's
ever.
Even worse. Dress pants never hide your boner unless you have pleated dress pants.
I just want to mention how this podcast is slowly turning into the boner monologues of my dreams.
Well, don't worry. I have a great segment coming up.
Here's the thing.
After the break.
Men are slaves to their boners. We are absolute slaves, as evidenced by what happened to Keith. It's
I think we've talked briefly about this with the dick on the forehead podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. We did get into that.
Yeah, I told
but it that. Stands true. We are at the mercy of our boner. We don't control our boners. Our boners control us. Yes.
Like quick poll.
That's Chris Bogue's quote right there.
So do you guys notice ever, like, if you have a boner, you think different thoughts?
Yeah, panic.
Ooh,
That's what mine is.
You know, when I was younger, yes. But to be honest now, no.
You've been able to control your boner?
Now it's this is pretty good. Life's pretty good right now.
Well, I'm not in charge.
I think there's probably
anymore.
Some scientific evidence about that. Like the same way that you're, after sex, you're not interested in sex anymore. After you come, you're not interested in continuing sex.
The refractory period.
Exactly. Which is not the first time
panic.
I've thrown down the refractory period.
But the last time you did was the two dicks question.
Yes. Well, yes.
Yeah,
I went to human sexuality class.
But yeah, I feel now I don't get boners nearly as often as I did as a teenager because I am older and my body is done, you know, feeling out being
fucking
a man.
Done with this, man.
You
fuck
know?
This.
But when I do, you know, no big deal.
Well, yeah. In conclusion,
you know, it's like farting in public. Do you feel that?
I don't like doing that stuff.
Yeah, you'd rather not. But if you do, you're still human.
I don't like it to be that loud.
I feel bad at a crowded L, and everyone, like, you know, the people next to you.
I'll call it out, man. It's like, yeah, I did it. I'm sorry.
But if you got a boner right now and somebody notices it, if they call out, mm-hmm. What if you say yes?
McCooley, I have a boner.
I'm
boner right now.
No, I'm leaning over because Brian's leaning into the microphone.
And then if you say,
I had a lot of coffee.
What if you say, I have a boner, or if they say, like, do you have a boner right now? What if you do? So what?
Yes,
so
I'm horny. I'm horny. Sorry.
What if my
dick is swollen with blood, and I am eager to put it wherever it
you
may
just
go.
Gotta be loud and proud. You know how many men out there would kill for a boner? People pay so much money for boner pills.
That's true.
Boner pills are a huge market. Something that's guaranteed to give you a boner.
I wish they were actually marketed as boner pills.
We use it in war. We use it to bribe enemies.
Jacob Boner.
And get information from them. They've shown if we give them Viagra or if we offer to give them drugs that will help them perform better sexually, they will trade valuable information to us.
The U.S. will give you your boners back if you tell us where you might find some of them nukes.
Exactly.
We're really helping to dissuade their opinion of that we are a country of sin that way.
It's such a funny word to be embarrassed about, but boners really make the world go round.
Well,
okay?
As a child,
it's really
in church in front of
another
two
one,
girls.
Yeah.
They are nothing to be excited.
It's crushing
about.
Your dreams.
I'm almost certain. No one said anything. It was sort of clear. Everyone sort of played it off cool. Even the girls sort of did. But I'm pretty sure everybody in all service said, "I think Keith had a boner for Jesus."
Oh, of course they knew. Of course they knew.
I just have to hope they thought it was for the Lord on high. Yeah, I was
I'm
just
way
I
hot
really
for Jesus.
Loved that sermon. Dude, just good.
There's so many things when you're a kid that like you do you might think you're getting away with, but everybody knows. Boner probably being the most obvious of them.
So I'm a little giddy. Can I debut my segment?
Please.
Oh, is this a real segment?
I kind of thought of it as we were segment. Going, but I think it might be a fun thing to do.
Okay.
Do you guys mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, everybody. It's now time for BWO Does Something for the Ladies.
This is what you're pushing for.
Yeah. So here we go. Here we go. So I know the topic this week, ladies, is boner. And I have a term that I believe ladies should actually use for themselves. Guys, please, just for this one, I believe ladies should use this term, and I may not have been the first person to use this term, and I know you guys have heard me use this term before, but I would love it, and I think ladies would love it, if they start using the term, if they enjoy, like,
what's
a
the
man,
fucking term?
If they enjoy a man sexually, they think he's hot, they should say, I have a lady boner.
That's disgusting.
For that guy.
That's disgusting. No.
You know what?
No,
hey, no lady boners.
Because that gives me the impression that she has something growing in her pants.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying.
It is.
Here's what I'm saying. As a lady, or, you know, I do know ladies The clitoris becomes slightly erect when they are hot for a dude or for something. So like they do get
Brian
a little
also
they get a little lady boner. And so I think saying that guy gives me a lady boner.
Bones are hard, ladies are soft. That just feels wrong to
maybe,
say.
I think why do you gotta be anti ladies? Ladies should be proud of their arousal and be happy for it.
Ladies don't
just
get
like
boners
guys,
and ladies don't fart.
Well,
I'm willing to believe all those.
Well, we guys get to talk about our boners, and I think ladies should be able to talk about it.
They don't have boners.
But they're little boners.
Yeah, but they're not like...
They're not like...
It's nothing worth talking about.
Brian,
they don't make spring noises. They're not boners.
You can't see them in church when you get them. They don't have to deal with the shame with that. They don't get to deal with the pride of it.
I think with that logic, you could say... the term like, oh man, my dick is so wet right now.
I've totally done that.
I started saying that right after Keith.
I've totally done that. It's really fun. It's funny. And I think ladies saying like,
the chick like make my dick wet.
Like we all know, Lauren totally has a lady boner for Robert Pattinson. Like, Lauren's got a lady boner.
Oh, it's huge.
Man, I'm going to dump my dick in the ocean to dry it off.
How funny would it be for a lady to be like, oh, I got a raging lady boner for our pats?
It'd be funny. I don't want it to become commonplace.
I think it's funny.
But, like, I mean, would you consider boner commonplace then, Chris? Like, because how often do guys say that to girls?
In Octavarius, boner is incredibly commonplace.
I say boners in
text but I mean, like,
all the time.
But, like in the context...
Yeah, boners.
The context you're afraid of, though, would be, like, a woman saying it, like, you know, trying to be, like, sexy for you. You know,
I'm
like
not
Chris,
afraid of it. I just don't think it should ever happen.
I don't think boner is ever going to be... I think it's hard to say boner besides, like, girl... Get you alone. I'm gonna take off my shirt and take off my pants, and then my boner.
I think
boner's
too
far.
Would you argue that it's the dirtiest word for what it is?
What's wrong?
No.
Like
what's
wrong it's like what? It's like a, no. And it's an erection.
It's the dirtiest silly
word. Or it's a boner.
It's the goofiest.
I argue hard-on is probably
hard-on?
Harsher than that.
Yeah. No one even uses hard-on anymore.
Why is it so terrible to hear the word boner?
It's too silly.
What's wrong if a lady says boner?
It's too
It makes
silly.
It feel like your dick is like made out of like
silly putty.
Silly, yeah. There's a clay or silly putty.
Silly putty.
Like,
dick.
No, we're gonna have
we'll
sex.
Rub it on the newspaper.
All right, I am not string says. Cheese. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, suck my boner, girl. Yeah, you like
you know
that?
What I mean?
That's a nice boner.
Yeah,
I think that would
it's
be
like
really
a,
funny.
It's like a 10-year-old's writing a porno.
I can certainly
porno.
Tell you, I think my girlfriend never done that. Probably will never do that, but. I think that's funny.
It is funny, but it has no place in mainstream society.
Yeah, it's not sexy.
Hey, all you outlier ladies, you can tell me you got a lady boner. I think that's fun.
I hope B-Woke gets a random girl tomorrow to come up and say, I just wanted you to know I had a lady boner for what you said last night.
I get way, way hard for women's lib.
Look, I don't think it's that crazy to think. Maybe I guess I'm
I just
weird.
Don't think it's that appealing.
Because you're thinking
it's not that it's crazy. It's just it's, I don't want
to
do it.
I think it's fun for a woman to own her sexuality.
And
in
as
a
woman,
funny
you
way.
Would know what feels good as a woman, right?
Well, it's not what feels good as a woman. That's the joke. Is that you know they don't get boners.
There's...
Like
no,
they don't get big
it.
Old boners. They get the little ones.
I get it. I'm just saying. You. What did you just say? I think
it's like saying
I lost your argument.
It's
here,
like
right?
It's like me saying I'm so wet for you, dude.
dude, you have
I've
said
been, yeah. Dude. In Brian's defense, he has said that,
dude.
And I've
dude,
been a little
wet.
Turned on,
dude.
Oh, you gave me so wet. I don't know. I don't say that,
dude.
But if somebody said that,
Chris,
to me,
our friendship is great, man. I'm just really wet for you, dude.
I am so wet for you, dude.
If you said that,
yes,
I would laugh.
Yes,
I
yes.
Nah,
I'm sorry, that's funny.
A box of pizza, maybe so goddamn wet, man.
I'm
wait,
sorry, that's so
wait,
funny.
What's that? You want to go see Clash of the Titans? I'm gushing. I'm
oh
gushing
God.
Right now.
It's like Niagara Falls on my dick. Because I love that movie.
You can ride over my dick in a barrel.
Oh, the moisture. Sploosh.
I look like I'm Kevin Costner from Waterworld.
See, now that you've tried it on, you see that it's fun.
You need to have secret gills to navigate my
I am Sequest DSV.
I would love to say that. Actually, I'm going to thank you, Brian, for that gift.
Oh, great.
Thank
now you're giving Makula ideas, Brian.
Nothing gives Makula ideas.
I guess this Nothing. Is just, instead of Brian's segment for women, it's just Brian gets pounded.
Yeah. I think...
How does it feel to be like okay. Makula now?
Here's a thought then. Maybe it's because the word boner is just too powerful. You
like,
know?
Like yeah. Zeus?
Right, Chris, I think you're thinking way too far into this.
We can't unleash it. Mainstream society can't take it, man.
I think like boner is like a nice fusion between like simple to say and like not too obviously goofy, because there's always like, you know, like
it's pretty goofy.
But it's still like, for as simple as it is and for as silly, it's pretty socially unacceptable. You never like, if you meet someone like, and
yeah, like if I meet a girl's parents and they have me over for dinner for the first time, I'm gonna make sure not to say boner.
Yeah, if you get to meet the president,
this is great.
If you get to meet the president, one of the words you're gonna specifically not say when you talk to him is boner.
I'll take that
as
a challenge.
Is that a challenge? Chris,
I will meet the president and say boner now.
Sir, I'll give you $5 if you do.
Make
five
it 50. Bucks.
$5 for the president.
I'll do it.
For
I'll do it for an extra value meal.
If you did meet the president and you had a mental list of words you shouldn't say, what would be like your top 10?
Like, I don't know, like assassinate would be one of them.
Would you
okay.
like do
it depends
well, I wouldn't
the context.
I wouldn't say herpes.
Two.
I'm
if you want
sure
to count boner, we're at three.
There's a whole bunch of words you don't say to the damn president. Boner is one
would
of them.
Would boner be in the top 10, would you say?
Ooh.
I think
there's
the president would think I was
say.
A jackass.
Yeah, I'd put a
if
lot
I
of racial slurs.
If I got one sentence to him and it had the word boner in it.
But Mr. President, don't you think the war in Iraq was just a big old boner? Mr. President, where are you going?
I couldn't expect him to answer that. There's no way he would answer that. That's stupid.
It's not. We're not looking for an answer. We're just talking about how we could work it into a conversation with the president.
I hope you say that.
If I could work boner into a conversation with the president, I would.
Maybe if you
how
point out...
How funny would that be?
I guess you could be like, Joe Biden pulled a real boner. Yes, like if he said something stupid.
Chris Boak, I'm not wet in the dick for this war in Afghanistan either. But I'd like to tell you that it
wet
is not a total
boner. I would do my best to like just be like, oh, what a boner. I left my pen open.
I was coughing on something. Must have been a bone or something.
No, I mean,
that doesn't count.
That does
not count.
Yeah, it'd be
Mr. President, I'm just really
that is a cheap way around the rules, Keith.
So
I would pay you anyway, but I would hate doing it.
So,
you know how
you would want to say like, Mr. President, do you have a boner right now?
No,
I would love
to. President Obama, do you have a boner?
But what if you accidentally get a boner? And
in
he notices. And you gotta say something because you know that
Secret
he knows.
Secret Service would think that was a gun.
Bone up like
it.
It's a fart. I'm sorry. I got a boner. I'm sorry.
At that point, you're right. At that point, it's too embarrassing, and the best way to alleviate that, like, we're under the assumption that he sees my boner, right?
Yes.
He notices I have a boner.
You see
I
him see.
The easiest thing to say, I think, is just, dude, Mr. President, it's a boner.
So for the record.
I think the president would be big enough not to bring up the fact that he
would. The best way to say boner
to
the president.
Would make an excited joke.
Yeah. Best way to say boner to the president, just get a boner.
Or,
Tim,
If Obama gets a boner and you meet him, what do you do? Do you say, Mr. President, do you have a boner right now? Do you say that, or do you like pretend?
Would that be be the first boner then?
I wouldn't embarrass him, but like I would tell everyone like.
But, would you say? Don't you say things around him like Rodney and? At some point the boner gets to be too much, and then it's uncomfortable not to say something though. Like, well, maybe it moves.
You know, maybe it just keeps growing. Maybe President Obama would rather you stand in front of him eclipsing his boner to the masses. I mean, you know, does the Secret Service take that dive?
I didn't assume we were having this conversation in front also, of thousands of people.
They've always got...
Is there a crowd
around? No, you meet him at Panera and no one's there. Of course there's people around.
Right? The president is giving a speech and he starts to get a boner. Does the Secret Service help him out?
Like, well, they got the podium. They have the podium.
I don't think they're trained for that.
Yeah, I don't think they have a simulation.
Well, if there's a first boner, there better be a first boner security guard.
Well, there's a document saying what to do in that situation.
I bet
somewhere.
There is.
I've dealt with it before. Nixon would pop boners all the time.
You're new here. I understand. This is your first week on duty.
I'm really excited.
I'm sure you know the drill. Oh, and remember the boner thing.
The boner thing, Captain?
All right, you ready? Helicopter's waiting.
Wait. Captain, real quick, boner thing. The boner? I don't think I read that.
Oh, it's the rule that says if I get a boner, you'll get my back.
Sir, I'm sorry.
We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Code Fuchsia! Code Fuchsia!
I'm sure they've talked to the cameraman. Well, I'm not sure. They probably have. To anyone, the cameraman, they say, "Hey, you got my back. If I pop a boner unexpectedly, you're going to go up to my face." Right?
I feel like the president doesn't have to make sure of that.
Guys, he checks all the time.
I think that's a basic responsibility of a cameraman. Is if you see the president has a boner, you respectfully pan up.
That would be all over cable news for like weeks.
Yeah, Fox News would zoom in on that boner.
Does the president have a boner?
What kind of rapist is Obama anyway? He had a boner. That's enough.
So we can obviously assume.
But unless he was at something that, like, Republicans really loved. Like, if he was going to do even more drilling, and just like, I don't know if President Obama's really serious about this. I think he's just doing it for publicity. It's like, no, look, he's got a raging boner. Like, this is something the president...
A raging boner is
this
a whole
is what he
different
cares
thing.
About.
A raging boner is different than a boner.
It shows that you're serious.
Folks at home, though, a raging boner is like when you have a boner that is way past like normal boners. Like it's like, whoa! That is as erect as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
Like there ain't no bigger erection coming out of this.
It's almost throbbing.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder how many people had doubt about the definition of raging boner.
I mean, it's raging.
For those people that didn't know, boy, are you shocked right now.
It's raging.
I'm sorry, you gotta think about this.
Yeah, but
it's actually named for its similarity to, like, you know, when you're mad, you got, like, veins popping out your forehead.
Oh, Lordy. Someone just...
Turn 40. Yeah.
Yeah, boners just got real, man.
Wow, man.
First!
But so I'm imagining the president, President Obama. He's getting off a helicopter with the Secret Service. He talks about to the Secret Service.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
About how he...
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Just let me
hear Keith out.
Oh my
God. He's talking about the danger...
I don't know if I can keep silent anymore.
The danger of himself, the president, getting a boner. Now, he tells...
Code Fuchsia, I believe they call it.
That if I get a boner, you got to have my back. So... The president then gets on stage and because of the nervousness, you know, begins to get a boner. And for whatever reason, it's like a clear podium. I don't know.
Why?
No.
It's a mistake.
They happen. They exist.
He attended acceptance speech for the presidency. Wasn't that?
They do clear podiums all the time.
Yeah. People
but the way in this universe you're describing, it's just as if there's no chance. Like, he has to get a boner every 5 seconds.
No, this is like, there's no way. Scenario.
He's on TV a lot, dude.
You know that boners come up in inopportune times.
Yeah,
scenario.
It only takes one for him to be like the boner president, too.
Picture it. So, yeah. Fox News
is save a million people, but you get one boner. Yeah. And you're always the boner president.
Mrs. Goblonsky, I'd like to present my 5th grade report on President Barack Obama. He saved a million lives. Why is everybody snickering? Is this about the boner thing?
Boner.
Brr.
That's right. Tinge makes a good boner.
So the president gets starts to get a boner. Fox News, the only news there for whatever reason, in this scenario.
You're home for news.
Realizes, boom, we got this, and starts to zoom in to the boner. The Secret Service, knowing the job, then has to figure out a way. Perhaps I'm the Secret Service man, and I have to talk to the president as if I'm telling him something. And really, as I'm turning to him, I get to say, Mr. President, I'm standing in front of you to hide from the crowd your boner.
You're saying this into a live microphone, by the way.
I'm facing away from the microphone. I've got my back to the microphone.
You're interrupting his address to the nation.
Boner. I know. And I'm willing to look like an idiot.
Hold on. I'm not buying it.
I'm going to face away from this microphone and see how it sounds.
If I was the Secret Service agent, I would just take him right off the stage, walk him off, and then issue a press release saying that the president walked off because there were security concerns. Boom.
Boner secure.
Boner safe.
But he's always wearing black, I could tell the president always wears black or dark blue.
They'd run like a scroll that said drill.
So
boner,
I think that
drill.
The likelihood of you seeing him with his boner.
Clinton wore some lighter colors at
high
time.
Definition TVs.
And if you're
are
looking
show
at
that
him like in profile view, that you're going to see your boner enter the third dimension.
He's got a crab walk off.
Bush 1 and 2 wore light suits.
I think any man who knows
so
that.
So what?
Well, he said the dark colors hide the boner more.
But have you seen a lot of Clinton and Bush's boners?
Who's president? Have
I bet
you get a boner?
I bet you if I search, I could find a boner.
Right, I challenge
Bush
you. Go ahead.
Had a boner. Anytime does anyone have boners? Tax cuts,
can someone just Google image
that's
presidential
fact.
Boner?
I'm on it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna look it up. Clinton had to have gotten a boner somewhere during his presidency.
Clearly he did.
Yes.
Several times.
I mean, like on camera.
Fellatio. He's probably
camera.
Getting fellatio on camera. If I was president, I would. Whatever. Try and stop me.
Mac
try.
I'd like
president.
To think President Clinton had a little more
I've
control.
I've seen my campaign ad, and I'd vote for me.
Oh my god. The first result is called Presidential Boners. From a website, www.awkwardboners.com.
Oh my god,
awkwardboners!
I've been to
awkwardboners.com,
if you can believe it.
It's a nice plug for
awkward. You can, on Awkward Boners, you can, I believe you can vote whether it's awkward or understandable. Is that the game?
I'm staring at a photo of George Bush.
I'm looking at the same one.
Stop looking at his boner.
There's a picture of a George W. Bush with an erection.
There's clearly one with Clinton with a boner.
Is he wearing a
Where's
light suit?
The Secret Service.
All right,
I
mean, there you go. This is
code fusion. People, come on.
This situation has just been proven.
It's
and now, yes, we know the Secret Service does not take cover for him.
Well, they probably take cover for most. Every once in a while, you got to miss one.
Yeah,
a boner is a lot more random than a shooter. You can't see the boner coming; it just pops.
This is the one guy who has the job for the boner, though.
It's the one guy that also always has to look at the president's dick.
He's just staring at his crotch.
That's his job.
I don't think you can justify doing tax money for a boner guy.
Remember, you're left security detail. You there, you're right security detail. And you're my boner guy.
Eagle has popped an egg.
He's in like a constant three-point football stance, just waiting. Yeah. Let's not talk about presidents' boners anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of super gross.
Yeah.
Super
It makes
gross.
Him human.
Yeah. That's not what we want from our presidents.
Biwo is still at his laptop looking for president boners like he's fucking hacking into the Matrix.
We need boners.
See that? That over there? That's a woman in a red dress. That's a president with a boner.
Not to change the subject dramatically, which,
no,
Chris, I hope
please
that...
Please do.
All right, great. But it, not too much, but earlier in the podcast, Scott said something that... wanted me to push onto a different subject, which was the first time you got a boner to a teacher in school. Mm. Did any of us have a really hot teacher they got a boner? McCoolit's face lit up like a Christmas tree right when he said I just want everyone to know that.
Nick McCoolit was
like a
right.
goddamn Christmas.
He still
got the biggest smile on his face.
No, who was it?
who made you wet, Nick?
Miss Strong in eighth grade.
Oh God, no! She was like a Jawa with like fanged teeth, and she would yell at me. And she thought a guy who had one arm beat me up. That's a different story.
There's a guy with one arm.
That story.
It sounds like a terrible joke.
It sounds like a terrible joke.
Wait, so who was this teacher?
She was technically speaking a TA,
But his freshman year of ISU in my biology class,
we did ISU? Like a lab. No, in high school?
I had ugly teachers in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait. What was that high school? Free something or other, right? Fremd? Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Fremd high school.
There was one teacher, though, yes.
I think it's okay if Nick doesn't get a boner for some of his high school
teachers. No, I'm saying it's perfectly fine, but if there was a scenario where there was an attractive teacher that he had and he got a boner for it, I'd like to hear it. If that's not the
would
case.
Because,
I mean, I've had a lot of hot teachers
well,
in my
the thing
high
is,
school.
Would you describe any of your high school teachers as bonerific?
Yeah, there were a couple. Mostly English teachers. That would be really
English good. Teachers were the hottest.
Yeah,
it's the
they
language
were.
Teachers.
They always were better looking. How did that happen?
I had a hot it. Science teacher.
Get out of here.
I had a porn teacher.
You had a porn teacher?
Sorry, I got to
say again,
sixth
Nicholas.
Sixth grade, I had a teacher who looked just like Summer Sanders. Like it was identical.
Summer team. Sanders of the Olympics fame
and
figure it out.
Yeah,
figure
it out. Nickelodeon, figure it out. Yeah.
Figure it out seems like they would be okay with saying the word boner on it.
I find that hard to believe.
They already had Wienerville on the same network.
It know? Wasn't Bonerville.
No. It was close.
You might as well.
And when I had chemistry in high school, there was a big rumor that our chemistry teacher was a porn actress in the 80s.
What? Oh, lordy.
I am not joking.
Look who's turning 40.
And
second.
Everyone...
Second!
It was like my... It was a rumor through like 20 years from high school that she was a porn actress. And she thought I was... cute in
what?
Class.
What? Awesome.
I can't. I don't know if I can.
Ruin her career.
Do you know if she was a porn actress?
I know what I'm going to do after this podcast.
You haven't looked. It's been this long. You haven't looked it up.
Well, I just remember. Did you see how
she
excited I
under,
got when I
he
remembered?
Got busy.
But it wouldn't be under Mrs. Bradley or something. Probably
chemistry
under, like,
room 207.
Well, if someone knows, if someone thinks she's a porn actress, there's got to be something behind it. Someone has a movie or seen a picture.
Well, this
or
is before the internet.
Though
it could have just been a rumor.
The internet was around.
No, man.
Yeah, McCullough was in high school when the
I remember.
You
my,
say, you're saying was, in the 80s,
but it's been around since like the 80s.
Yeah,
like the rumor
in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because apparently it first started like I want to say the rumor started like in 1992. Some kid at right on his graduation day or like his last day of class went into the science lab.
Fucked the shit out of it.
Threw down a VHS copy that was the porn she was in and just threw it in front of her on the desk and
whoa.
Said, I know, and now everyone else knows, and she apparently burst into tears.
No!
That
sounds like such a high school story, though.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
You can't make that shit up.
You can't make that up.
I would totally do that,
yeah.
I know, and now everybody knows.
I did.
I would never do that. To
have
that
a fun
horrible.
Life.
But the thing is, when you're a kid, your teacher's such an asshole. Like, you hate the teacher.
I never hated my teachers.
Me.
I disagreed with them.
I disagreed with a lot of them,
and I hated some.
I didn't hate them. I just
I
thought
them,
that they were misguided people.
It's just that they're controlling. They're another person in your life that has authority over you. I think it's that feeling that
you have a problem with authority, man.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. How about that?
I was just curious.
No, there's sometimes. Yeah, I throw down. Like I'm notorious in high school for, especially in English class, when you can't be wrong at certain things because English is just it's all opinion.
I had a very similar past,
and then I would just be like, no, I think it's this because I had this fucking this woman's rights. English teacher, I believe. In
oh,
high
and you just
yes.
had to challenge her, didn't
she,
you?
Well, we were in, what was the lighthouse? Is that the one with, where there's a lighthouse?
Not Barbara.
Sounds
right, yeah.
It sounds, it's like
that
a Jane Austen,
right?
Right? Is Jane Austen do a lighthouse book? Is that,
surely.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
Everyone did at that time. It
I
was
think,
a thing.
Not, fuck you, Mark. You're a total help.
You're a total
and,
help.
So she was all pissed. I made the argument, I believe, that the lighthouse was a phallic device. and that
how
was
old
going,
were you?
This is high school, so okay. I'm like 17, 18, depending. And then she, and then it would go like that always throughout the history. I think the famous time was she was talking about Barbie and like how it was offensive. She's like, well, and then Barbie's first words were "math is hard," and they had to change that. And I raised my hand. I was like. Math is hard.
Oh,
What is and shit? She's like, no, that's not what it means. I mean, it's like offensive to women. It's like, not if it's true. Math is hard. Not everyone can do math. Needless to say, she was fucking furious at me. Ironically enough, LP, her last name was Gutierrez.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, yeah. I called her the Goot.
And you sometimes call
in a respectful manner,
Mama Goots.
You're such a dickhole.
The Goot is such a horrible nickname.
You know,
it is, especially if it's accompanied with a swastika, which is what I often did in my notebook. Because I thought she was a Nazi. And I was like, that's bullshit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's
needless
so
to
funny,
say,
man.
We didn't get, she was not my first boner.
I bet.
No, I guess I'd bang her now. Yeah, whatever.
I think she'd be really into you, too.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it very much. Oh, man.
No, I disagreed with a lot of my teachers, and I was pretty insubordinate in English class. If any people that knew me in high school knew me, that they knew that I was insubordinate in that class.
Which high school class?
I bet a bunch of you... What?
Which high school classes? What grade?
Almost throughout all of high school. I was really bad with Mr. Wolnski.
That asshole.
Mr. Wolnski was the fellow that... and he's a really good teacher. But he just one day said something that annoyed the piss out of me. And he said that if... Because we were going to have some Buddhist monks come to our school... And he was like talking to us about enlightenment. And he said that once you're enlightened, you don't want to do anything else but be enlightened. And I said, well, that sounds really taxing. I bet you they do something else. Like to kind of take a break from that. Like play pinball. I don't know why I said pinball, but I did. And he said, "Mr. Wool, I want you to write down what you just said to me."
Whoa, wait a minute, that's not offensive.
I want you to write down what you just said to me. Put that in an envelope and mail it to yourself.
Oh,
and I want you to read this 10 years from now. It hasn't been 10 years, Wolnski, but I still stand by it. And you know what? The damn Buddhist monks came. God bless them. These Buddhist monks came.
Damn to hell.
And they were answering questions. And I said, do you do anything for fun? You know? Like,
you know,
not
for fun.
Meditating or whatever.
And
several of them said, the real question I said was, do you guys do anything for fun, you know, just in your relaxing time? Like maybe play games, like maybe pinball?
You did do it, you asshole.
No. And so they said, yes, we play soccer a lot. And one played pinball.
You know what's a really
nice mate, woman, or whatever this guy's name is.
Yeah,
Brian does something for the monks.
I was so proud of myself. And most of the students in my class probably had no idea, but the 7 that did.
And Brian Wool got a huge boner and displayed it proudly for his entire class to see. For he had bested his teacher.
Nah, just for one day.
That's all, that's all it takes.
Wolnski always wins.
That's all you fucking need.
He was good.
Yeah?
He was good.
You got him.
Kept him on his toes.
That's what you have to.
Also, you know it's a really good title for a children's picture book?
What, Tim?
Do Monks Play Pinball?
I would read that.
Yeah, do
like
monks
a, like a silly.
Not only would
book.
I read that, but I would buy that for your children.
Do monks so play stupid. Pinball?
All 17. Yeah.
Just in
sometimes
hopes that your kid would find that book to be their favorite. And you would have to read that 3 times a night.
I wouldn't want
do
to read
monks
that
play
after
pinball
like time 5 or 6, probably.
And do they?
And the monk flipped the ball. Ting, 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 tang, tang with the machine.
Multi-ball! Turn the page.
Boners, boners, boners.
And you guys, so let's talk about the non-erection version of boner,
like a mistake.
To make a what have you guys ever had like a really hugely embarrassing moment where you just wanted, literally, you could think of nothing else.
We just made a huge mistake, like a misunderstanding. Yeah. Like, you totally misunderstood what you were going to.
Exactly.
An error in judgment, I guess.
I'm sure I have.
I've accidentally caught someone else's boner on recorded audio.
What?
Like, how much time do we have?
Not much. Oh. If this is going to be an epic
okay.
saga.
So really quick. Okay. I was doing like a fashion show, but it was supposedly for like a sweatshop fashion show. So it was from the United Students Against Sweatshops.
That is sad.
So it was like a fashion show of companies that were good, interspersed with videos about just horrifying treatment of workers in sweatshops.
Sounds fun.
To do this, the fashion club combined with the United Students Against Sweatshops.
Of course.
I was the host from USAS, and this girl, Michelle, who I had been friends with like earlier in high school, but you know, we'd just sort of not seen each other that much, as evidenced by the fact that she was the president of Fashion Club and I was in United Students Against Sweatshops. While the video was rolling, she'd always just like tell me really personal things.
What?
Like, just, you know, like as if we were super close friends, you know, like we, I guess, used to be like 3 years ago.
Mark, I have a lady boner right now.
and I was telling the guys in the sound booth who I'd known from theater, and I was like, guys, she keeps saying like really silly stuff. And they're like, and I was like, I wish you guys could hear it. And they're like, oh, we can. We have body mics. So they body mic'd me and recorded it. And like the other times had been like, oh my God, I hate this. You know, just like stuff that, you know, wasn't very flattering for her to be saying necessarily. But then during
the... Not just spying on her to other people.
During the final show...
don't know what that's about.
During the final show, she told her, like, her New Year's Eve exploits, which did not make her out to be, like, a very virtuous woman.
Well, then fucking tell us, man.
Don't and it was just, it was just like, all about her. It was like how she, like, fooled around. She, like, fooled around with a bunch of different guys, and she was like, but then I felt... Or no, she fooled around with a girl. And then she like came like she was like, and then I was drunk and I came out, and then I was like, I have to make out with like five guys at least just to get even.
Yeah,
that's so like,
which that you know, make... to ungay myself.
Yeah.
Which she did.
Five then, guys to one girl.
And like I don't even it's remember the one. It was just like that and like maybe. Other stuff. It's just really embarrassing. And like at the very end, like I just went up to return the body mic and none of us said anything. And then, like, just as I was leaving, one of the guys just, like, hit the eject button on the CD player and, like, put the CD in his bag.
What's your name, Mark? Outer.
I know it, Mark. I went to turnabout with this girl. Mark. I know this.
Oh, so I forgot. Whoa.
Man, I would have hit that, probably. That means you could have.
No, you wouldn't.
She was super nice.
No?
I'm not going
to
out her.
Why would she open up to you if she didn't want to, you know, open up to you?
A lot of girls open up to Mark.
Mark's something about Mark. It's like, it's
you'll keep a secret. Mark Boner.
well.
But yeah.
I hope that answered your question, Robert.
Probably not.
That's what.
That's what is with all the boners.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a big deal.
I guess.
Yeah.
Should have one.
We should have.
We should have boners.
So yeah, I think that about covers it. So until next Monday, have 8 days and a wicked week. Oh, say bye, everybody.
Bye!
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution!